You're listening to The Grease Man Show on 94 WYSP Philadelphia.
Hey, buddy. Hi, it's Grease.
Grease Man.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Got a question for you. I work out at a gym out here in California, Candy Country. And there's a certain girl I'm trying to impress, but I can't seem to get her attention.
Well, you know, the gym. Well, this is just the gym that you're a member of, eh?
Yes, it is.
And
I'm not the biggest guy, but I'm not the smallest guy either.
Are you in good shape?
But I'm not the weakest guy, but I don't seem to be able to get this girl's attention.
Are you in good shape?
Yeah, I'm in good shape.
What town is this gym in?
Valencia, Candy Country, you know where it's at?
Yeah, all right. I know exactly where it's at. So you see, she works out every time that you're there, she's there, eh?
About.
Well. And you stare at her hungrily and you're thinking to yourself, oh, God, would that be sweet?
Yeah, I think of the things I could do with her.
Have you talked to her yet?
I talk to her every once in a while.
Well.
I just can't seem to turn her head enough to keep her eyes on me.
Well, here's what you need to do. Does she work out by herself?
Yes, she does.
Well, the next time you see her there, you say, what body part are you working out? And whatever body part she says, you say, neat, so am I. You want to work out together? You can get a better workout that way. What do you think?
Like
if she's doing chest, you do chest. She's doing back, you do back. She's doing squats, you do back. Squats. And then when you're huffing and puffing in between sets, you can be swapping stories.
Yeah.
And then after the workout, it's only natural that you say, hey, what do you say we go to the juice bar and have a little tonic? Yeah?
Yeah.
And then you invite her back to your place because you want to show her your posing routine for that contest you're working on.
Oh, of course.
Next thing you know, you're in your Speedo, flexing your muscles, spinning. She's giving you advice, moving your arms and legs, showing you how to properly show your wares. Before you know it, who's your daddy? 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 Huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks a lot, Grease.
Let me know if it works.
I will.
Call me back and give me an update. Hi, it's Grease. What's up?
Grease, hey, man. Top of the evening to you.
And likewise to you, sir.
I'm calling from Baltimore to say I'm glad you syndicated because I think the word of the Grease needs to be spread nationwide.
You are too kind, sir.
Indeed. Hey, listen, I was watching PBS one or two weeks ago. I don't remember exactly. But I was watching, they had a David Frost interview with Clint Eastwood on there.
Yeah?
And, by the looks of this guy and the way he acted, he's a very unassuming, very quiet person. You know, really, he just doesn't seem the person that you seem to portray on your bits there.
No, wait a minute now.
He's really wild in your bits there, but this guy, he's just like really almost withdrawn in his personality.
Well, it's David Frost interview, you know. They tend to be low-key interviews, right?
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, like, I guess cinema and, you know, real life are two different things. Well, naturally they are. But, you know, why do you portray him like that in your bit, you know?
No, I'm just saying that I'm doing a satire. Clinton is the manliest man around today, just about. I mean, of all the movie guys, he is just so manly and so rugged and so tough and so virile and so bold and so proud and so fearless that the thought of him living an altered lifestyle is totally ridiculous. And you know me. You and me go back. I mean, look at me pumping my iron and shooting my guns, my police background, my funny little honey, my wife with tatas akimbo. The thought of me going that lifestyle.
Getting a smack on the head, next thing you know.
But, sir, you're anticipating my bit here, please.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I remember this, but I anticipate this too well.
All right, well.
Hey, look, I'm a construction worker. I bust my butt all day. I come home, you know, I have a couple beers. I listen to you. I say, hey, man, there's something. No, I can deal with this, you know, because this is.
Well, I'm just saying, like, suppose you and me, you're a construction worker, right?
Sure.
We're both working up on high steel one day. You and I were having lunch, we're talking about our wives and what we're going to do that weekend. All of a sudden, a girder comes slinging across. We don't see it. And hits us in the back of the head. Clang. The next thing you know, I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. Right? We're looking for a quiet spot to hide out. It could happen. Both in the same porta johnny together. We got the door wedged shut. Hang on. Clinton mean? It had to be you. We didn't intend for that. It had to be you. No other guy can make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel when you make me squeal. When we make love, need stars above. It's just unreal. It just had to be you. For Gobble the Goo. Oh, it's so nice when you got a slice. It had to be you. I put you on my love list. The night I saw you riding the mechanical fist. It had to be you. Had to be you. It had to be you. Wa-da-da-da-da.
Do me a favor, punk.
Yeah, Clinton.
Call the precinct. Tell him I won't be in tonight. Got some kind of bug.
Wow! Clinton's staying home tonight and I get the nurse made him. Sweet, 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 sweet.
Relax, punk. I don't feel very romantic.
All right, Clinton, just settle down. Let me call the precinct house first. I got a message. Clinton won't be in tonight. You'll have to do without Harry Callahan. If there's any 211s in progress, you'll just have to handle them on your own. Well, he's not feeling well. This is his right-hand man. Right. Okay. All right. All right. Ciao.
Don't say ciao when you hang up on the Captain Punk. He'll suspect something's up.
Oh, Clinton, come on. Get continental for crying out loud. All right. Now, let me see what we can do for you. Well, let me turn on the vaporizer. Here we go. Ooh, I never knew Vicks could be such an aphrodisiac. Oh. Man, oh, man. All right, Clinton. Oh, God, you're burning up. Let me get the thermometer.
I don't like my temperature taken, punk.
Oh, come on. Look what you're doing to me. You can at least handle a thermometer, for God's sakes. See, Mr. Harry Callahan, the big arrester of maggots. Roll over, you little baby.
Okay, punk, but no funny business.
All right. I can't believe it. After all these years, I'm going to see Clinton's Bombay. I didn't even know you had a set. Seems like I'm the only one, aren't I? My God, there they are. What I wouldn't give to be a thermometer.
Just go ahead and do it, punk.
All right, Clinton, here we go. Oh, I used to be like that back when I was 10.
How long do I have to sit like this, punk? I feel ridiculous.
It's just a couple of minutes. Clinton, Thaddeus, Eastwood, I do believe you are getting 10 hot. Are we enjoying our thermometer?
It's just a draft in here, punk.
Oh, look at this. Suspicious lesion.
All right, punk, come on. It's got to be ready by now.
All right. Hang on. Stand by for removal.
What's my temperature, punk?
Can't quite read it, Clinton. Can't make it. Hang on a second. Oh, my God. Clinton! You're running a fever.
Give me that thing, punk.
Well, don't grab it from me. Let me get the proper reading on it here.
I said give it to me, punk.
Okay. Oh, God, that's great. Now, look. You've dropped the thermometer on the floor. Let me crawl over to the edge of the bed and see what it says. Let me see here. Where is it down here? Oh, yeah, look at this. Clinton, you've got a fever of 103! Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, the guy's going nuts. The one and only Greaseman Show.